It's a bit like a series of The Apprentice, condensed into 24 hours. The candidates were summoned into the boardroom, David Cameron's office, yesterday evening, only to hear this.
You're fired.
The next part of the reshuffle process was today, and that was all about this.
You're hired.
That's a slight exaggeration. Some chose to resign. But a very general summary, out go a string of white, at least middle-aged men, in come some younger, fresh-faced female replacements. For example, the 58-year-old Environment Secretary, Owen Paterson, has been replaced with Liz Truss, 20 years his junior. And no one saw this coming. Michael Gove, the now former Education Secretary, has been moved from his post to be replaced by Minister for Women, Nicky Morgan, aged just 41. But is there a risk of shifting to one side the people with the most experience? Like a cottage garden or a mature woodland? Like a fine wine or whiskey. Some things get better with age. One of the ultimate political examples has to be this man.
We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds.
Following the general election of 1951, Winston Churchill became the Prime Minister and presided over his third government at the age of 76. These days, it seems you only become Prime Minister if you're pretty young.
The British people have put their trust in us.
Tony Blair took office aged just 43.
And it is a humbling experience.
So did this guy.
Let me explain what this reshuffle is all about.
Next thing we know, we'll be putting Ed Sheeran in Downing Street.
I don't really know what I'm supposed to say, but I can just figure it out and hope and pray.
Just look at some of the experience we're losing in this reshuffle. Out goes Kenneth Clark. Traditionally, those getting axed elect to meet their fate via the back door of Downing Street, not Ken Clark. He took a car to the front door of Number 10 last night for a very public sacking. That's experience for you. Ken Clark's been an MP since 1970. He served in Thatcher and Major governments and has been in charge of health, education, science, business, and has been Home Secretary and Chancellor. Wow! He's only 74, can't he stay a bit longer? And not sacked, but he has decided to stand down. I haven't even mentioned William Hague. So, a new look for the Tory elite. But should we in fact be mourning the loss of those who are male, pale, and arguably a little bit stale?